Lovely. There we go. New batteries helped for that. Right, let's get our show on the road. I've got Andy online. Yes, I know you're ready and waiting. Kirby online. Mary's online. Adam's not online, but I'll give him a call first. Oh, Christ. That's better. Okay, Adam's not there yet, so let us
afternoon.
Hello, how are you?
Yeah, not so bad, you know. Good. It's Sunday, so yeah. I'm completely sober. I've had one small glass of wine earlier, and I've been drinking 4% soy stuff. I'm trying to, I've got a sleep problem. I'm trying to beat it by not drinking too much. There you go.
Just trying to get Kirby and Mary up.
If that's what she said.
I don't know where they are.
Well, Mary's online.
Yeah, no, I'm just trying to add them.
Hang on, I'll see her.
Yes, he's the rugby man, Tom.
What a shite result.
Oh, it was embarrassing, Tom. It really was. They were absolutely awful.
It was just, what are you doing?
I know, I think they've all got their minds too much on Friday night with the European final. They're just all playing for that instead. I mean, but it was just, we forgot to tackle, basically.
Yeah, no, it was an abysmal performance. I mean, like you said, they're concentrating on Friday, but that doesn't mean you've got to let your home game.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, because of course, you know, if we don't win Friday, it means we're not in the Champions Cup. We're back in the Challenge Cup.
I know, but...
So there you go. You two ever been to a game? I know Debbie says she never has. Have you ever been to a game?
No, I've never actually had a chance to actually go up to one.
Oh, right. We started watching them... We moved down to Essex in 98. We started watching the season after. We've been in Guildford 10 years. We've had season tickets about 6-7 years now. And I've given up on football now. What, you know, through watching the rugby, we saw them play in Dublin and in Paris in European games a couple of seasons ago. I went to the Lions in Sydney 3 years ago, which is brilliant. So, I just much more enjoy watching rugby these days than watching football.
I've never been a football fan.
No, I used to be a massive Birmingham fan, done about 1,000 games, but I've just, the last 3 years, completely lost interest in football, completely.
Hang on a minute, I've got Adam on the line.
I'll see you on the flip side, dude.
Cheers, take care, Tom.
I'm going to have to hang up for a minute, Andy. I can't get hold of Mary or Kirby on this call.
No problem. So okay, well, I'll tell Kirby he's trying to get hold of him.
Yeah, okay, don't worry.
Services, the Marzi and Boob1.co.uk present the 20 megabyte Doctor Who podcast.
Hello.
Hey.
Hello. Right, I'll add them to the call.
I'm not entirely impressed you only tried to call me once, you naughty girl. I'm trying to negotiate day 27, eh?
To be honest, I tried to call you three times. I've just been talking to Andy, and I've been trying to add people.
Right, I'll rephrase that. A bit hacked off. You only managed to try to call me three times. I'm trying to negotiate the blooming A27 here.
I was actually talking to Andy, and I was trying to add everybody, and it just wasn't letting me do it. So your incoming calls meant that.
Nearly had a blooming prang.
Sorry?
I nearly had a prang trying to operate the blooming iPad that's on my seat here, driving at 70 miles an hour along a blooming M/A road.
So I'm responsible for your imminent death.
Well, it could have been. I'm trying to fold up this iPad. There's cars undertaking and me and overtaking me all over the bloody shop. Right. Can you hear me?
I can hear you, but I'm trying to get dialed in the others are not dialing in. I don't understand. I'm having major trouble.
Tell them to sod off. Just me and you then.
I don't know what's going on.
You mean they're not dialing in? You've had them on before?
No, I've tried to add to call. I'm trying to add Kirby to the call, and every time I press add to call, nothing's happening.
We might have to message him via the 20 megabyte Facebook conversation. He probably thinks it's 8:30. I don't want to be doing the starting this at 8:30 because I want to get to the hotel.
No, I know. I've pulled them up. I'm ticking them, saying add, like I would normally. Adding to the call. Nothing. No, absolutely nothing is coming.
Did it work last time?
This is how it worked last time. Absolutely.
So it did work last
time? Yeah.
No, you got nothing last time?
No, I got all of you last time, didn't I? We were all talking.
You might have to message them via the Facebook conversation thingy. Yeah. Sorry, my fault. I just have to do it. If they can't be bothered to turn up, I'll just have to do it on my own.
Shall I shut down Skype and try again? Because this is wrong.
The only problem with that is I can't hear the Skype thing calling in.
Oh.
You could, yeah.
I tell you what, I'll hang up, give me count to 30 and then try dialing back in again. And we'll see if I can't just...
30?
Alright.
I've got... I can't see... I'm driving at 70 miles an hour, I've got an iPad on my left...
I'm sorry.
I can't really see it, though, because it's out of eye shot. I have to sort of turn my head and it's upside down.
Don't risk your life.
Hey?
Don't risk your life. I'm trying to dial it. I am. I'm adding them, and nothing's happening.
Right. Hello.
Hello. I've got Jesus everybody. Christ.
Hello.
Hello.
So how's the van, Adam?
What?
How's the van?
The what?
You said you were in a transit.
Oh, very funny. I'm not a van.
Ow.
Who did that?
That's me turning up my volume. So hang on, I've got wind.
Turn it down.
I have to warn you that I will have to leave after about an hour, a little after an hour.
Okay.
I have a Mother's Day thing to attend.
Oh, you're going to miss my questions. It's Mother's Day.
Nice questions.
Questions first.
I'll review it afterwards.
I could do being finished by 10, because I've got to be up at 5:30 tomorrow morning, so it's going to be too late to bed.
Don't dither around with the synopsis.
Okay. Well, okay. I haven't
Don't
got
be
it.
Too quick either, because I know what you're like. What happened, boys? There's a load of ice warriors! And the doctor got away!
Have you pressed record yet?
Oh, yeah, we've been recording since I started trying to call. No. Hang on a minute, Isla's singing. Isla, please be quiet. Okay, good girl. Right, did you want to introduce Adam or shall I?
I'll go on and I'll introduce.
Do you know which one?
I have to wait for you.
On?
No. 308?
308.
See?
And Q.
Hello and welcome to the 20 megabyte Doctor Who podcast, episode 308. And I'm Adam, and this is Kirby Bartlett Sloan.
That's it, Gromit. Cheese will go somewhere where there's cheese.
Oh, Oh, sorry.
When you've been at it as long as I have.
Is that it?
Yep.
All right.
Deborah Melrose.
Everything is checked.
Spoiled sport.
Sorry.
Mary, happy birthday.
Oh, excellent.
Happy birthday.
Oh, thank you. You knew I would do that.
Oh, it's so
yes, I guessed you were going to do that.
Yep. If there's a musical thing in there, I'll do it.
Musical? How the hell? I'm at a distinct disadvantage because I am driving a car and I have no way of referring to any notes whatsoever. So that's my excuse for if we actually get around to the
navigation device.
Yes, of course, it's I'm bloody driving to Brighton. I don't know how to get to Brighton without a sat nav. Or someone sat in here. I mean, if I wasn't podcasting, I might have some imaginary person in with helping with the map or something.
Why is it so noisy? Why does it keep telling you?
Because I need to hear the I've got your ears, earplugs in the ear listening to you lot. How am I supposed to hear the sat nav?
Yeah, I just everywhere I go.
Decidedly grumpy drive to Brighton.
Oh, God. Well, it's so obvious. Why do I need to answer a silly question out there? Honestly, I've just waited 5 seconds of my life.
Is there anyone in the car with you, Adam?
No. Well, apart from the sat nav.
And you can shout to your heart's desire.
I can what?
I said you can shout to your heart's desire.
Yeah.
All right. My navigation isn't so wordy.
Yeah, that's because you probably just got one road, great big long road between A and B without having to turn the steering wheel.
It's not Rome.
So what they call again? Freeways? I don't know.
That's what she said.
I'm not surprised American cars have steering wheels.
Hey, Matthew just posted on Facebook. You should message him, Kirby.
I did message him.
It was all my fault. I'm sure Adam will have great delight in picking through 10 minutes of me swearing to myself.
Hey? Oh, no. But bear in mind, I don't get back till Wednesday, so I don't know. There won't be a swift production. And as far as Ian Kirk's audio, what's it called again? Feedback. Mm-hmm. Hang on, this is awkward junction.
I haven't received any feedback.
No, yeah, well, he has sent me some feedback, but I've got no way of getting it to you.
I thought you'd be probably editing seamlessly.
Hello, 20 Megabyte Podcast. This is Ian Kirk. Last time we revealed the abominable snowman, which was filmed in Wales. I should have used a running through Powys pun. The ice warriors are not as strong as the Yeti robots. If buried in polystyrene, they're done for. They do have hips like Kim Kardashian, though. Stor the Scavenger was played by Angus Lonnie, who played Shuey McPhee in the TV soap Crossroads. He was killed by the Ice Warriors. In The Great Escape, he was killed by the Germans. He was in Terror of the Zygons, and was killed by a Zygon. I think the recent film The Revenant stole the fight with the bear scene. The TARDIS lands on its side, like in The 11th Hour. It has mysteriously righted itself by the end of the story. Peter Salis is in this, from Wallace and Gromit.
World Computer Control warns of massive communications failure in all regions. All sectors are advised only limited picture and audio data available for next 15 minutes.
Seems like the Skype's not going to be any good again. Bye for now.
I just have to edit it in. So anyway, yeah, carry on. I mean, I can't even send you the other feedback if we've got any, and I don't know if we've got any.
We'll just add it. I'll tell you what, when you get it, add it, and I'll read it suppose, out over Skype or something.
I suppose it's an excuse for you lot to actually listen to the show for once.
Yeah. And I'm also Adam, I'm also off on Thursday if you need me to do any voiceovers.
Voiceovers?
Oh, well.
Yeah. Now, Thursday's my birthday. I hardly am going to be in... flipping hell, it's nice looking bird with a very nice pair of legs.
I might have to tell you what it got you for your birthday, because apparently it's out of stock at the moment.
But we'll quiet. Don't be so silly. Anyway, right. So I don't know when I'm going to get a chance to... Because, as I say, Wednesday evening, I don't know whether... you might have to drop the kit round to see who must be obeyed.
Well, I've got to give you your birthday stuff anyway, so there you go.
Yeah, have to. It's not the law, you know.
No, I
right, hang on, another awkward junction. Where is this place?
Yes,
I'm driving through a town or something.
Birthday before our next recording. Adam's birthday is before we record next.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes,
so
right, yes.
You and Adam, birthday people on today.
Well, that means it's also the birthday of the podcast.
Well, yes. That means I'm 7 years old.
Are we recording next Sunday? I thought you were away, Adam.
Yes, I'm away next Sunday. Oh, well, we're at a sort of birthday weekend at Thorness Bay.
Okay, so take it we're not recording next Sunday then.
Not in the current format. I don't quite know what's going on that evening. To be fair, I might be recording simply because I think I'm taking Deb home. Oh no, we're doing it on Sunday. We're taking Deb home Monday morning. I don't know yet. Can I sort of decide that at the weekend?
Yeah.
When we're actually in the caravan.
Watch this space.
Watch this space. Right, who's got any of it up? Because I can't pull any up onto my computer without
That's what she said.
Yeah.
Sound like I'm Cher. Yeah.
Well, you're going to basically asking for someone to come up with a sort of basic storyline.
I've got a basic storyline already. In my
not basic, but, basic. Yeah. Sort of a interesting enough for the listeners to be engaged sort of basic sort of storyline would be quite good, wouldn't it?
Well,
he says that assuming that when he does it, that it's interesting.
Well, I don't bother saying much. I just let you lot speak and tell Kirby to shut up when it's irrelevant.
What interests me is the scavengers. Presumably, yeah, the ice age has been on for years. So where do they actually live?
Mm.
You know, I mean, I can't think they'll survive very long in sub-zero temperatures.
Trees. There's trees and vegetation, and there's bears. Mm-hmm. And
wolves, not bears.
There was
anyway.
A bear. He thought
are we
bear.
Actually going to start talking about the story or just sort of dip in
well,
to a certain comment? No, that wasn't quite because the story began with them doing a sort of test
the
thing.
The story begins
they?
Obviously in the future because of all the lovely futuristic clothing and
the think tank
walking,
thingy.
Walking
yeah.
stick and
yeah.
a weird talking fish tank in the middle of the room.
Yeah, well, sorry, did you not think that, if you haven't seen Sharder, I do apologise, but the sort of the main studio where the computer was and everything looked a little bit like the think tank from Sharder?
Yes.
Thank you, Kirby. Yeah. Right, have we got a dinger?
Ding.
No, I mean a real one.
No.
Are you broadcasting on Facebook?
No.
About what? No, I'm not. How can I be possibly?
No, not you.
Sat nav and recording on Facebook. My good,
I'm not talking to you.
I know. Well, I tell you what, though, there'd be loads of people waiting for it when Debbie promised to do it last week. That's what
I
she
said.
Said
I would try.
Did you? Did she say she would try? Everybody?
Yes, she did.
she would try.
Yes.
So is she trying?
And I played with
She's
it.
She's very trying.
I played with it earlier, and it wasn't
I bet
working.
You did. We're talking about the podcast. God's sake, Debbie.
No, so all the listeners who were absolutely riveted about the idea of seeing my sitting room and up my nose, they'll have to wait for another time.
Anyway, back to the story.
Okay.
Oh, by the way, we'll pre-warn you. I'm leaving a 4G cell soon. I'm down to 2 notches. So if I disappear, please try and phone me back.
I will
it stinks around here.
That's you.
Yeah, it's breaking wind, isn't it?
I'm in farmland, I think.
Oh, crikey. Fertiliser day.
Lovely. It's coating the back of my tongue.
I like the TARDIS landing and the way they all got out of it.
Yeah.
The doctor standing on Jamie's head and things like that. Then he stands on his hand.
He kneels on his hand, yeah.
Yeah, awesome. So that was... Yeah.
Yeah.
It is all very funny. But knowing the size of that control room, you wonder, how did they ever get up to the door?
How did they get up that high?
Yeah.
The door.
Well, Matt Smith did something similar, didn't he?
I was trying to say that, but no one will let me say it.
Well, we knew it anyway, Kirby.
Yeah. Well, good, we already said it, so you don't have to.
No. Oh, he's gone all quiet. No, don't.
I like the fact that they're very quickly into the yeah. the lovely house that's been converted into this base. Yeah. And they're very quickly into it, and he's just immediately following... following the leader around going, how long? Oh, no! And he quickly solves the problem. Yeah. And then they're quite accepting of him for a few minutes, and then they suddenly decide to test him and not trust him.
Yeah.
And be a bit fishy about him because the computer's not sure who he is. And I thought it was quite interesting that how much they were fondling the computer whenever they were talking about its omnipotence. You know.
Did you know that there's a little person inside the computer?
I did not know that.
No.
Yes, it's in the info text. They even named who the various people were, because as they recorded each week, different little people were available. But they had the little person in there to turn it around.
Oh, right.
Oh, my God. I would have thought just simple, like, animatronics or something was involved, but I didn't realize it was that.
They could just pull a string, from off camera,
Oh, my goodness.
They had to pay somebody to be inside that thing, huh?
Yep.
I mean, with the set, I mean, Victoria says it reminds me of my father's house, and do you know if it really was actually the same set, basically, just sort of side-wide up a bit?
You've got to think about sets, haven't you?
I do. Sets. I just wondered if it was just they had her put that in just so that you could cover the fact that it was looking very familiar, and some of the longer corridors that they were in looked mightily like the corridors that Jamie had to fight his way down to get Victoria in the first place.
Yeah.
So, probably were this.
Yeah, that's why I thought when she said, oh, it reminds me of my home.
Corridor.
Except this is Georgian architecture.
Can I just say, before I go out of this particular forging site I'm coming around in, bloody hell.
Right.
Went being a fit, I wanted to try and say something before I've been dropped out again.
You do it then.
Right.
Yeah, go ahead.
Shut up! I just...
He's gone.
She just kind of went and said it.
Yeah, nobody was saying anything and he's screaming, shut up.
That's how bad it must have got, bless him. It says he's still on the call, so hopefully he'll drop back in. But I mean, we were already, and I think part one jumps straight in to the adventure.
Yeah.
And you this going, and then you've got the people on the ice. What exactly are the people on the face of the glacier actually doing?
Oh, it's a glacier.
Okay.
Glacier.
Glacier, I like that.
They say glacier.
Glacier.
Instead of glacier.
Do we actually get what they're trying to accomplish?
Well, it says archaeological finds. That's what Arden's looking for. So I don't know why...
They're trying to hold back the ice sheets.
Yeah, but according to the synopsis I read, Arden is looking for archaeological finds. And I'm thinking, why? What's the point of that? That's a complete waste of time, isn't it?
I just didn't.
And then they find this armored man and think, it's
let the sad man update us.
Oh, shut up.
Adam, I didn't even ring you back then. You just hopped back in.
Yeah.
No, we'll do.
So also, we were quiet. We were waiting for you to say something and then you dropped out.
You listened to... Oh, I see.
Yeah. And of course, you have people being killed by polystyrene blocks as well.
Oh, yeah, no, the polystyrene blocks were very lethal in this episode.
Lethal, yeah. They obviously weighed quite a lot, didn't they?
And I thought it was a lot to do with the singing. That was probably loosening quite a lot. No. it wasn't quite as in your face as, gunfight.
And Victoria screaming as well.
Yeah. Oh, she definitely caused a few of the avalanches later on. But they take the ice warrior, or the Viking, back to the base.
That's what they're thinking, don't they?
They mentioned at one point it might be a Viking.
Yeah.
Oh, right. Okay. Yeah,
it looked like a Viking helmet, or else it was
a
helmet for cows.
And then they fix some sort of heat box to it.
I'm on the wrong line, yeah?
Uh-oh. Better get over there.
Uh-oh.
I'm getting over there, but the car won't let me in.
As the warrior is defrosting, the doctor notices that there's an electrical...
And it really wakes up really quickly as well, doesn't it?
But it's like, when you find out they're from Mars, and that when you later hear about the fact that they don't breathe with normal oxygen, they breathe differently. You know, it's a different chemical compound. Yet when they go into the spaceship, it's oxygen. Because Victoria and the doctor are falling down dead. So I'm not sure exactly how...
It's very weird, because they talk about the creatures from Mars would not survive well, but, you know, everybody's passing in and out of this thing without a problem.
Yeah, they were just wandering in and out, and... What's the leader called?
Varga.
Yeah, he's got his mouth out as well
point.
Most of the time. Yes, you
did. Get point.
Ding!
Ding!
And then, obviously, you've got, as well, spying on everybody, is the renegade scientist, Penley, and his... I want to call him a ravager. I don't know what I want to call him.
He's a scavenger.
It's Wallace, not Penley.
He was in Great Escape, you know, that little Scottish bloke.
I thought I recognised him.
You know, I was a bit surprised.
You've never seen you must have seen A Great Escape, Kirby. Everyone's seen A Great Escape.
We had this discussion last time The Great Escape came up. He was also in Terror of the Zygons. Hello?
Yeah, right.
We all went quiet because I think we were trying to go, really? Oh, was he? Yes, he was.
Yes, he was.
He also in Last of the Summer Wine or one of those shows too? Yeah.
Oh, did we lose Master again?
Now. He's just completely gone. I'll dial him back in a couple of minutes. Hopefully he won't be so grumpy.
All right, well, let's muck on.
Yes, I have to step away for 5 seconds.
Okay. 3, 4, 5. But I think it slows down from episode 3, 4, and 5. Just don't feel overly necessary.
This whole thing could have been a four-parter quite easily. I mean, it really, there's a lot of running around when they was running the spaceship and running back again and running around the base. And there really is a lot of plot going on.
It looks like this season is made up of mostly six-parters.
Yeah,
I think they were trying to settle into six-parters.
If this were to be chopped down to 4 episodes, you would lose a lot of the character development that they're bringing into these stories, because we're really getting to know some of these.
Yeah, I think these are acceptable six-parters, to be fair.
Yeah, like with the Clench, you don't realize the depth of Clench.
I would want to cut it down.
There was also more that it... apparently scripted for Walters in his background, because you remember at one point he says something about
he wasn't there voluntarily.
There was a whole lot more past that. I don't have it in front of me. It was in the info text, but they cut it out.
Yeah, and they make a little bit more of him afterwards, but yeah, you're right. We don't know his story about, you know, why he's there, because there's a long look between him and Clint.
Pardon?
That head character, do you call it? Is it Kent or Clint?
Clint.
Oh dear, I'm right behind something slow here, and I don't want to be.
But I like.
It's a tractor. I'm behind a tractor.
I'll be they mangle wurzels.
Very frustrating. I've managed to shave 15 minutes off the journey after meeting this tractor. I can't carry on.
So what is... Where are you going and why?
Going to Hove, because I have at the Marks & Spencer in Shoreham a first aid course to attend for the next 3 days.
Now, has it Hove interview yet?
3 days for a first aid course?
Exactly. For somebody who's been a first aider on and off for the last 15 years, I need to be on apparently a 3-day... first aid course, which is 60 miles away from my own house.
When you've got a perfectly good place in the middle of the Isle of Wight that teaches people how to do first aid.
Yeah, that's where everybody else at our place was taught first aid at the Newport shop.
Yep.
But I have to go to Shoreham. But the benefit of that, of course...
60 miles is less than an hour.
Yeah, it is if you're driving on your straight, don't need your steering wheel roads, yeah.
I know.
Behind a tracker.
Get a rise out of you.
Here, first aid courses take place like on a Saturday afternoon, and that's it.
It's like... what comedian was it when Americans were going on about how long it takes to go from A to B in Britain? Oh, it's faulty, isn't it? Well, a lot of British cars have steering wheels. Yeah, sorry. Yeah, because it's a Waldorf Salad. It's a 40 Towers episode, everybody.
Mm.
I'm referring
one
to.
One of the best. But shall we head back to...
Yeah, go on now. I didn't detect
this back
on
here.
We got Penley, who doesn't who says he's turned his back on everything, but keeps running back into the base to get things.
To paint on his beard, yeah.
Yes.
Living off the plants in the plant museum.
Yeah, and it's just the number of times
he's probably eating cheese back. Anyway. Oh, this is a tricky maneuver.
Be sure to take the second exit.
Yeah, make sure.
I am taking the second exit, but it's...
Here it is. Don't miss it.
Oh, cars trying to overtake me on the roundabout. I've got dipsticks on.
It's Sunday evening.
It's this main van thing. They're trying to overtake me on a roundabout. I've got my camera in the car, and somebody undertook me on the motorway, swerved across me, and went into the fast lane. Sure, it would be easy just to go into the fast lane in the first place. But anyway, carry on.
All of the ice warriors wake up.
Thank you.
Yes, right. In one massive horde, yes.
Yeah, they all wake up.
All five of them.
And they decide that they would like to still dominate the world.
One of them happens to be our... someone we've seen before, Sonny Caldenez.
Sonny Caldenez, yeah.
Caldenez, yes.
Yes, indeed.
He's the one with the mismatched. He's the one in the mismatched helmet.
That's what she said.
Did you notice that the Ice Warrior helmet changed from Chapter 1 to subsequent chapters? Chapter 1, he only had like an upper head. His jaw was free, and then they all had. Full head helmets after that.
Yeah, but have you obviously noticed future Ice Warriors have got an even more sort of elaborate and different sort of secondary race
explained. Oh, that's right. They explained the change in the helmets in the info text. The actors were complaining about mobility and vision issues.
Oh, yes.
Take the second exit.
Yes.
They were... They were changing the helmets for the actors, so they could see and turn their heads and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then the giant helmet was the first one that they made. That's why it's completely different.
I'll tell you what I got from this, right? And how brilliant! I had not realized this before. How brilliant Bernard Reznor was, being able to act with that whispering thing. But occasionally you could actually recognise his voice,
yes,
even though he was whispering.
Couldn't you, yeah.
And I was expecting Sid James in the background to go...
Now, the voice was his idea. The voice was his idea. Yes.
Really?
When he saw the costume and heard...
It freaked my cats out every episode I watched. I had to put headphones
really
on in the end.
Because he didn't get often to get to play a baddie. He was always quite a sort of the sidekick of Sid James in the Carry On films, isn't he? So, anyway, carry on.
Apparently he's quite tall.
Well, I enjoy the names of the Ice Warriors. When you line them all up, it sounds like, Andy can relate to this, it sounds like the biblical story of David going into the cave with his buddies to be burned. Do you remember their names, Andy?
No, yeah, I'm thinking, so I'm just really trying to think. Not to top my head,
no. At least you're not sleeping. That's a good thing.
Oh, he reassured me when I managed to get hold of him earlier that he was sober.
Yeah. I've had one small glass of wine, that's it.
Mm.
I need to try and sleep tonight. But if I've had too many glasses of wine, it stops me sleeping. And
yes,
I get insomnia
at
anyway.
5:30 in the morning,
you've
told
me
us.
Out.
Yeah.
No, it doesn't
for me, unfortunately. It's the opposite. I get
Are
insomnia.
You sure?
Yeah.
It has the opposite effect.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, carry
on. We're coming up to the year anniversary of your falling asleep on the podcast.
Yeah, that's excessive drinking we're talking. I mean, this is just not...
And I'm still not sure where we're going to do the podcast at...
By the pool.
At Timegate. We did it in the bar last time.
I bet you did. But what about the podcast? Anyway, can we get back to the story?
Yeah, we should really talk about it. You could tell how riveted we were that we keep diverting. We keep diverting off.
Digressing there. Mm-hmm.
That's because the sat nav keeps telling us to exit.
Take the second exit. Yeah.
But it is because Adam isn't, you know, at home, comfortable, and keeping us all on track.
I am quite comfortable. I'm just waiting for you lot to actually get back on track. Occasionally, I disappear because, as I explained, okay. I leave a cell. I'm currently got 5 notches in a 4G cell, so let's make the most of it.
Okay. Victoria, meanwhile, has been taken by Varga and is sort of being used as bait for someone scientific to come and get her. And then they decide that they need fuel, so they decide they're going to take over the base. Meanwhile, you've got Jamie and what's the name of that archaeologist?
Arden.
Spoken like a true American.
They go and try to find Victoria.
Yeah, they go and
find her,
and then the load of snow and ice falls on top of poor old Jane. No, they get attacked. One bloke gets killed, but it's a miracle. Jamie doesn't, because he's still got a contract with Doctor Who.
Yeah, but thanks to his contract, he's still in it. But he's central nervous system has been shot to pieces.
Yeah, he had a right headache, didn't he?
Have you noticed that Jamie isn't in these episodes very much?
Yeah,
no, he was a bit detached from the story.
And Victoria, Deborah wasn't available for the last half of the second episode, so she just gets told off camera to go back to the TARDIS.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so they just didn't seem to be that into it. Probably all the snow from the previous story.
Did anybody watch the animated missing episodes?
Yes, I did. Yeah.
Frandy. I enjoyed those animations, actually.
Yes, yeah, very good.
I like it better than looking at still shots.
Yes, very much so.
I suppose so, yeah. I didn't find it anywhere near as distracting as the Reign of Terror animation, but this is actually quite enjoyable.
Yeah. You can tell it was kind of animation on the cheap, but yeah, it still was very effective.
Yeah, on the cheap.
It wasn't that brilliant, but it was but yeah, it's right, it's better than... better than the stills being
stills.
Yeah, I watched
and a different feel to it than the live action
stills, and then I watched them again in the animation.
Yeah,
and I much as I don't have
the DVD, huh?
No, I don't. I'm much as I'm getting the hang of stills, I must say the animation, even though it's not tip top, but it's better than the stills because it's a lot. There is a lot of quiet in these episodes.
Everyone else have difficulty actually hearing some of the dialogue?
Yes.
No, I
found some of the dialogue very quiet and very hard to hear in a couple of the episodes. I was reading.
I must admit, though, on the flip side of that, I watched it on my Blu-ray player and had to turn the volume right down to 4 because it was too loud. So sometimes DVDs played on Blu-rays are much, much louder.
Well, I could not understand the computer most of the time.
Oh, yeah, I had to turn on subtitles for the computer at the very beginning.
I did turn on subtitles.
Even the Ice Warrior not always.
Can we all say goodnight to Stormageddon, please? Just go to bed. Say night, Stormy.
Good night, Stormy.
Go on, say something. Go on, sir. Say
something.
He's
been shattered away all dinner.
Is what his name really is.
Oh, little boy.
I wonder where he gets that from.
No idea. It must be his mother. Oh, I just got a dirty glare there.
Oh. So is he going to be nicknamed Stormy?
He already is.
Yeah.
He's going to be so confused about what his name is.
Oh, no. Yes. No, Andy will show him.
Yeah, well, he's got the Stormageddon Dark Lord of the Orb baby girl already.
That's rather depend whether he grows up liking James Corden or not, of course, if he's a fan of James
Corden. That's true, yeah.
Daddy!
His true father. Yeah.
Not mummy.
Anyone see what Alan T. Butcher's just written?
No.
On Facebook. No. It's the scheduled episode of Melrose Place not on tonight.
Excellent. Somebody needs to post that we can't do
it.
Sorry, Debbie can't do the video because she's a woman. She doesn't understand that.
Shut up.
See, you can't touch me. I'm all the way over here.
No. Hit you when you get back.
Have you driven the 60 miles yet?
I've driven that 51.2 miles. That's from
before we're done.
Possibly. In Worthing. I'm actually in Worthing, which is where the Marks and Spencer store is. Which is quite.
That's where George has to go every Saturday. It's a bog hole, isn't it?
Marks and Spencer's in Worthing.
Oh, yes. He's doing a counselling course there, you see.
Oh, okay.
No, she has to get up at 6 o'clock every Saturday morning to go to Worthing to a training course in counselling.
Oh, I see. Okay. What was your question, Kirby? Sorry, I forgot. Something to do with... because I had to... When I left the store, I was told I had to set my mile counter to zero. And then when I get back to the island, I get mileage paid back. Depending on how far I've driven. Yeah? Okay. Can we get back to the story?
Yes.
Okay,
well, go on then. Keep them under control, Debbie.
I still think that not a lot goes on. There's a lot of running around.
Imagine.
And then we get the bit of the computer and they all try and create the cute has this nervous breakdown.
Hmm.
Although
oh my god!
The computer.
Sorry, there's a van in front of me. His door's just opened.
What?
It's got twin doors at the back and they just opened. He's driving around they're shut again as he goes around the corner.
The back.
Yeah, I can say he hasn't got some of the migrants jumping out, has he?
Migrants.
Well, I get the van.
Only fit one migrant in there.
Well, how big is the van?
I really enjoyed Dickie running away from the ice warrior, hiding in plain sight, and he can't see her.
She's a blind spot, isn't she?
Master.
Because
but they've got those helmets
to scan
on.
Scan for her and the piece of equipment she's got.
They haven't got the best eyesight or the best neck movement, have they? They've got these helmets on. They can't really see very clearly out of them. So I think that's an acceptable thing in this episode. Yeah, sorry, Kirby. I heard a master.
Yes, you. I decided to look to see where Worthing was.
Oh,
you're very close. You're very close to Alan T. Butcher.
Am I?
Yes, he lives in Littlehampton.
You stalker! I do apologise.
Alan, we expect you to comment on this.
Alan.
Since we're not broadcasting, he doesn't know.
No.
But when he listens, he can always post a comment on Facebook.
I've just posted an apology to the page that tonight's episode of Cribs isn't on.
Cribs?
Cribs, my house.
What she's on about.
I think everybody's quite looking forward to it. I think even Jeff was
Cribs?
Quite
Why'd
excited.
You call it Cribs?
Cribs? Why Cribs?
Cribs, you know, when you go around people's houses and you look around their house.
No, I thought it was Castle Melrose.
Yeah, it's Castle Melrose, but you don't remember the MTV program Cribs where you'd go around stars and rappers' big mansions and get to nose in their fridge.
Nope.
Well, that's what it was.
Okay. Can we get back to the story?
Yeah.
Right, go on then.
Where are we in the story anyway?
I don't know.
We're getting to the point where the doctor's going to go up and try and save Vicky with his stink bomb. And
Vicky?
Not Vicky, you knew who I meant.
No, I didn't. Who's this Vicky? Kirby, who's this Vicky?
Victoria.
I don't know.
You spoil sport. Mm-hmm. Yeah, carry on. Yes.
For heaven's sake.
He walks right into that
one. You're
very
naughty this evening.
Go on.
They go up.
Turn the light on, please.
Yes. Going to rescue Vicky. Yeah,
go
on.
Rescue Victoria.
In here.
And then the doctor manages to sort of stink bomb one of the ice warriors. And then he gets to fiddle with their sonic gun. It's the gun that... what is it? It's a sonic gun, isn't it? And
sort of, yeah.
They want to... He changes it.
A bit of a sonic cannon, I'd say.
Yeah, the doctor messes with it so they don't hit the whole of the base.
But he's not sure it's not going to kill everyone.
Exactly.
I'm going to fire it. I have to do this, but it might go... And Victoria goes, oh, Jamie!
Yes, the thing is as well, they change it because of the water content of the Martians, oddly, is higher than humans.
That's why there's no water on Mars, because they're all inside the ice forest.
But how much higher, though? Because we're like 75%. You know, if they were a lot higher than that, there'd just be puddles in those suits. Maybe they are, who knows? But, you know, it's just...
Well, we saw what they are in the suits later on in Cold War.
But it's still like, well, how high? Because obviously it's knocked out most of the humans, but how high a content was it that could really do that much damage?
Yes.
So he needed, in modern boom, that would have been worked out. Used as a reason.
Yeah, because they've got fans like Kirby watching. They can't make mistakes like that.
It's a Sonic. They call it the Sonic gun, but yes, it looks more like a cannon, but with a needle at the end.
Yes.
Yeah, it was rather cool. I was impressed with that particular prop. Really good.
Oh, it was really cool. And once again, right at the end, you know, everything goes well that ends well. You know, the iron engines of the spaceship don't cause a meltdown, and the glacier is saved, and
glacier
everything.
Shut up,
glacier is saved, and they're all congratulating themselves, and the doctors disappear.
Yeah, well, that and
He's waiting to go onto the beach, as I recall.
Yeah.
To be chased by a hovercraft.
with more budget thrown at the story than was at this one. Yeah. Okay. Who's going to go at the what they thought of this story first? It's usually me, but I thought I'd better ask. We're in Debbie's house at the moment.
I think we're more in your car than anywhere else at the moment. Yes.
I mean, this is just like having a doctor.
Doctor Who
carpools.
Doctor
Phil.
Oh, yes.
With us in spirit.
Yeah.
I haven't run over any squirrels just yet. Or as the Americans say, squirrels.
Squirrels.
I'll say what I think of this story. Actually, this is it's really good fun. Don't get bored of it very much, because it's sort of quite engrossing. The characterizations. I love the woman, I can't remember her name, who is the sidekick of
Garrett.
She's really an interesting character.
Miss Garrett.
And there was a bloke at the beginning who was all like really cheerful, and then he turned into being all really panicky towards the end of the story. And he only appeared to be in episode 1 and 6.
Walters.
Walters. I wonder if he'd have been in a red shirt if he'd been in colour.
More than likely. Yeah,
he really was.
The guy at the beginning who gets killed by the avalanche should have been in a red shirt.
Yeah. No, but his death was quite gruesome, because he got sort of stunned by that woman. Can't remember her name again. Garrett. Stunned by him, almost tasered by him with a little glowy thing. And then he's lying on the floor, and you think, oh, right, he's going to wake up, he's going to save the situation, and he gets brutally murdered by a mice warrior.
With his eyes open, he dies.
Yeah, that was horrible, wasn't it?
It was.
No, back to what I thought of the story. No, I thought this was really, really good. Obviously, it's not the best travel story of all, because I still think that Eve of the Daleks is the best travel story so far. But this is really, really good. First time I've actually been able to watch it, because I've had it on DVD for a while, but I haven't actually got round to watching it, as I have with quite a lot of these stories that still exist. I bought the DVD, put it in the box, and never got round to watching it. So this is the first
time.
The first time I've watched this story from start to finish, including the animations, and thoroughly enjoyed it. What did you think of it, Deborah?
I thought it was a little overlong.
Oh God, that's what she said.
But overall, it was a really well-told story. I really quite enjoyed it. I was a bit fed up that we were in ice again, but obviously you have to
make... Jamie was as well.
You have to make the most of all the polystyrene you've got, I suppose. But as Mary said at the beginning, when we were sort of trying to get started and we kept dipping in and out and everything, it was the characterizations were evolving. It was great to see Penny come up as a character, not just someone who was just sort of watching from the sidelines. He became an important main character by the end. And I mean, the way they sort of they'd set every character to sort of come up as a character, and then sort of with Walters, they sort of Game of Thrones him, and he died a horrible death when you think he was going to be okay. But other than that, I thought the acting
Game of Thrones him.
Yes, which means you evolve a character and then brutally kill them.
Oh.
It's going to be in the dictionary one day. It will be in the dictionary one day.
Aren't you there yet, Master?
No, he's not there yet. But he must be getting close. That thing.
Obviously, if I were there, I wouldn't still.
Are we there yet?
Have the sat nav on if I was there yet, would I?
There's definitely.
Yeah, but you should have been able to drive the 10 miles. Right,
Where did 60 miles go down to 10, Kirby?
You said you were about 10 miles away.
Yeah, you've done 51 miles out of 60.
Well, I've done 57.6 miles now.
I like it.
So you must be nearly there then.
Oh, back to that.
love ya.
I liked it. Next person. Looking forward to more of the Ice Warriors. They can definitely evolve.
I'm just driving past the business part where I've got to do my training tomorrow. You liked it. Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, and I'm looking forward to see the evolution of the Ice Warriors in future stories.
The evolution of the Ice Warriors? Oh, I see. Sorry, I don't remember.
I've heard of that story.
There's a big Finnish story called the evolution of the Cybermen. Ice Warriors. Ice Warriors.
No.
Just as in, you know, future,
big Finnish,
you know,
story
future versions of them, like with the Cybers. It's been brilliant watching the Cybermen. The way they've evolved in their set costumes, you know.
Yeah.
So it's going to be interesting to see the Ice Warriors again.
Yes, Kirby.
I posted on Facebook that you were driving through Worthing, and Alan T. Butcher has asked, "Would you like a cup of tea?"
Could you tell him I'm heading for Hove, dear? I'm not actually in Worthing. I've gone through Worthing. I'm heading for Hove. So
spell Hove. H-O-V-E?
Yes. Yep. What I actually need to do is get in my hotel room, have a bath, and watch Match of the Day, because the mighty Saints thrashed Tottenham Hotspur at White Hart Lane. Sorry, carry on. Yes, Debbie, have you finished?
Yes.
Right then, what did you think of it then, Andy?
I thought it was a very good four-parter trying to come out there. It was overlong. There was, you know, a decent story in there.
Overlong?
Yeah, I think it was. I mean, there's a lot of running to the spaceship, running back to the base, running to the spaceship, running to the base, running around the control room, running around in the plant museum, whatever it was. I think this could have easily cut down to four episodes, and you wouldn't have lost any story. The story itself was good, but, I also think the fact, you know, they got five, was it five, you know, Ice Warriors? You know, that's it. You know, it's supposed to be able to take on everybody else. Well, I thought that was a bit poor. I did like the clenched dependence on the computer, and the way he changed at the end, and the way that you had obviously Pengley at one end of the spectrum, you had Clench at the other end, you had Garrett who sort of went in between, you had Walters, you know, the red shirt, who was the one who's, you know, goodness sake, you know, he's telling us nothing, you've got to get rid of it, so you've got to ignore it completely. I thought that was quite good. But yeah, it was all right. It wasn't brilliant. I think the Ice Warriors themselves, the first time they'd come around, was I mean, as we said, you said on the last podcast, I listened to that. You know, how could they do all the controls with these just basically hand clamps? I've just done hand clamps. Yeah. And of course, no one could see it. So it's, you know, they could, you know, the control boards were pretty pretty basic, weren't they?
I wonder actually. What,
they were oscilloscopes.
Who thought, yes. which designer thought, I know it would be really good thing for these scary beasts to have? Lego hands.
Yeah. Do you remember the original Action Men? Because didn't they have hands like that? You know, they had the gripping hands, but before that, they were basically just like clamps, and that
really?
Was it.
I don't know. I'm not that old.
I thought they did at some one point. I thought they sonic shocked someone with them clicking together. You know, like that prawn you can get that does that sonic click of its claws.
Oh yes.
I thought at one point that they actually did that, but then I realised they had a gun mounted on their wrist. So
yes.
Yeah. But I thought for a second, oh, that's really cool. Oh, all right, it's a gun. Because that would have been a question.
Yeah.
Have you stopped?
So yeah,
I'm just listening to Andy.
So overall, it's not bad. It could have been better had it been shorter. It does set up the ice waters nicely, and you can see why they would develop. Mm. I think you did have some fairly stereotypical characters in there. You have some interesting ones, say, with Clint and with Penley and the scavenger, which is just totally ridiculous. You know, why he thought the ice waters were actually going to go and help work with it. They'd listen to him. You know, he must have been daft to think that. But, yeah, it was okay.
Jumping ahead, I do like the one story in which the Ice Warriors become goodies for a very short period of time. And, which is much later, we'll get to that.
It must be one of the Peladon stories.
It might have been, I'm not saying anything. right then, okay.
I've not seen either Peladon story.
What did you think of it then, Kobe?
Two episodes too long. Yep. Other than that, I enjoyed it. It was very strange hearing.
Because normally every single episode we've had so far, I loved it. So that's quite interesting.
It was very strange to hear Wallace of Wallace and Gromit. And it was... Be sure and take the second exit again. And okay. it was also odd. Because every time Victoria went with someone, well, either Victoria or Jamie. Can I finish? It's just that your sat nav keeps interrupting.
Yeah, don't blame the sat nav for saying things like every time Victoria went with someone. It's not the sat nav's fault, is it?
When Victoria or Jamie would accompany one of the people from the base. Yeah. Or the scavenger guy, and invariably the person they're with gets killed.
Okay.
And yet they keep living.
Yeah, they survive, and everyone around them survive, like, dies. Yeah.
It's like they have long-term contracts or something.
Yes.
I enjoyed the animation segments very much. There's also an extra on one of the DVDs. It's a 2-disc DVD set about doing the animation. Some of the animators weren't fans of Doctor Who when they first started in. Yeah. One of the DVDs also has the linking that they had for the two missing episodes on the VHS, which was interesting to see that because they were using telesnaps to see how they used the telesnaps to match things up to make sure that they were doing the animation correctly. Because
I don't remember that linking stuff. I've forgotten about that until you mentioned it, but I had a VHS.
Yes, it's on one of the DVDs.
Oh, is it? Oh, good. Who does linking? Who does the... Is there an actor? Was it Victoria? I'm sorry, Deborah Watling.
No, it's done by a close-up of a communicator.
Right.
Going, there's been a communications error, communications error, and then it goes. I don't remember who's doing the. I don't remember if it's narrated or not. I only watched it once, several days ago. I don't remember.
Okay.
It was probably
several days ago.
It was probably her. Yes.
Okay.
I don't know.
It doesn't matter.
Anyway,
you can ask her if Edward Owen gets up for Con GT next year.
Excuse me?
You could ask her if Edward Owen gets her for Con GT next year.
Oh, that's right. We were contacted by her agent.
Mm-hmm.
Oops. Something happened.
No. I think Adam slowed down.
Boy, that makes sense.
Oh, there he's back. He's back. No, he just dropped out for a second. I just got very quiet.
Slowed down. I'm on the seafront. I'm driving along the seafront.
He's gone all Kirby. I mean, chair.
Oh, that's cool. I've never been
is this the seafront in Brighton?
No, it's in Hove.
Well, it's close, right?
Yes. It's close.
Brighton and Hove is the city. Hove is part of Brighton and Hove.
I'll be there for Comic Con in a couple of weeks.
Does it have the little pebbles and the doctor sitting on the beach in an electrocuted canine?
I don't think they've done a statue of that, Kirby, no.
Darn. Anyway, carry on.
Now we need to do the... Is it the dun, 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 dun.
Well, let me introduce it first. All right, so, Mary, what did you think? Brace yourselves, everyone.
Dun, dun, dun.
Oh, well, it's misplaced this time because I really enjoyed this, this story. I do not think it's too long because the extra time was well used by developing all the characters, and, except, of course, what's his name, Walters or something. He didn't get a lot until, you know, the end when he got killed. But pretty much everybody else, you got a little background. You got to know them, to like them or not like them, depending on the case. And a couple of things stood out for me. One thing was when Vicky is trying to get away from the Ice Warriors and she's at their ship and she's talking to the doctor over that communicator. And he says, can you see the base? And she looks over her shoulder and says, yes. And he says, all right, you know, then come on. And but then she proceeds through this labyrinth of ice caves. And I'm thinking, how could she see the base?
It's just over there.
Yeah, just over there. I can see it.
Reflecting off of seven different walls.
Yeah. and Jamie with his little lead
perhaps
on.
There was a valley between her and...
Carry on, Mary.
When Jamie says, lead on, McDuff, you know, I mean, I think it's a cute line, but it's unlikely that this illiterate Scots boy would know anything about
it. It's Leon McDuff.
Yes, Leon, yeah, quite right, too.
Yeah, but...
And I'm surprised they let that through, because many of these people were Shakespearean actors.
And I really enjoyed the comedy in this. I thought it was so funny when the doc walks into the spaceship and all those warriors are there, and it's like, whoa, you know, and he turns around to leave.
Yes.
Yeah, he goes doors to closed. Walk out.
And then he's trying to get the cork off the ammonium sulfide bottle. His struggle with that is so funny.
Get Victoria to cry.
Yeah, cry.
Yes.
I mean, the way his hands come in that shot just behind the ice warrior while he's struggling with the cork, you know, sets it up, and then it just gets funnier from there on out. And did you notice that whenever Miss Garrett would sit down at the ionizer thing, that she'd put that funny little plastic piece over her head and eyes?
Oh, yes.
But then anybody else that would go over to it would not do that. Only she would do that. So I wondered, was there some special
in that? She's a woman, you see. And women have sensitive eyes and stuff. Can I just say...
there were other women down there. They wouldn't use it.
Hello, can I just say, please, hello?
Hello.
You've arrived at your destination.
I've arrived at the hotel. Shall I? Yeah, I've arrived at the hotel. So I need to mute. I'll come back when I'm ready. I'll be hopefully in my hotel room by then. Okay, so I'm muting.
Are you not joining in the quiz then?
Yes, I am. Just let me get to the blooming hotel room.
Do you want me to time check this, Adam?
What?
Do you want me to tell you what time it is so you can cut out us waiting for you?
Let him go.
Can I go to the hotel room?
Well, this would be... Okay, go on, Adam.
I've got loads of stuff to go.
It's not going
to
take a minute. Every time I...
Shut up!
Why? Why do I have to shut up? I was just going to point out that I'm checking the hotel takes at least 10 minutes.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. What did you say, Kirby?
Kirby's going cyber on us.
Oh, have we lost Kirby as well?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Is Andy still there?
You're not there. You're like...
Is Andy still there, Andy?
I'm still here. I'm here. Yeah. I'm here.
I was a bit worried.
Do I still have a problem?
No, you're all right now. I was just a bit worried that Adam muted himself.
A little staticky now.
Muted all of us.
I'm going to wander through the house. I'll be able to hear you because I've got Bluetooth headphones. But I may not be able to say anything. So let me go and find out if anyone's on streaming.
Yeah, tell them they're not supposed to be streaming.
Yeah, but the only other thing that I have to say was that I heard also in an extra that's on Daily Motion that the original design of the Ice Warriors had a lot more gadgetry and more wires and all that kind of thing. And Innes Lloyd immediately scratched that because he said then they look too much like Cybermen. Uh-huh. So they had to come up with something, as he said, he wanted something more organic. So that's probably why we have this lizard-looking kind of people. Yeah,
the mouth was quite startling every time you saw him speak to the camera.
Yeah,
the way the lips sort of move out a bit, like they reminded me very much of some of the characters in Labyrinth with the lips. The door knockers.
The way that they speak. At one side of his mouth.
Yeah, it was just very odd. I understand that. Yeah, it was Kirby said he came up with the voice, but it was such a. I suppose they are quite lizard-like, but it sort of really accentuated the fact that they were lizard-like.
A bit slightly
slimy. You could tell,
But they've got, like, fur or feathers around their necks and elbows.
And apparently that goes away when we see them in the Paladin stories.
Oh, okay.
The fur.
Okay.
No one else is streaming, but I am going to step away again because my youngest daughter is asleep downstairs on the couch with her computer on her stomach open.
Oh, so if she turns over, it's goodbye computer.
Yeah, it's like whoops.
I'm gonna go take a picture.
She like she likes to live life on the edge.
Yes, literally.
I'm a bit surprised though. I understand sort of for the story continuity and everything, but why did they do two ice ones one after the other like that? Other than for the fact the sets were already ready, maybe, and they had this ice warrior story and thought, well, let's do it.
Yeah, and Jamie thought they just kind of moved up the mountain from where they were before because there was actual snow, I guess.
Exactly. Yeah, we're just a bit higher up the mountain. Yeah, we've not gone anywhere. No.
Well, you know, and it seems like we're getting a string of Base Under Siege stories with monsters, and you know, I just wonder if this is if they decided that they wanted this kind of a pattern.
Well, that's the thing, isn't it? Because the last one, it's the Temple Under Siege,
right?
And then this week it's the Victoriana style house under siege.
Yeah, and with before
potentially the world, and again, like the Great Intelligence.
Yeah, and the one before the Tibet one, if I recall, they were in that little Victorian house, but then they got transmatted to another location that had them under attack. I'm trying to find and make sure, but I can't find it.
Well, the one before that was this Tomb of the Cybermen, wasn't it?
Oh, the Tomb of
Cybermen.
This time they went to the base and became under siege.
Yes.
But the one before that, the evil of the Daleks.
Held under siege.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's like they're always in these, you know, we're trapped and we can't get out of here situations because of monsters.
What? I mean, the next story. What's that? That's Sorry?
The next one after this one.
Yeah.
Furious and Deep, isn't it?
I've not seen that.
No, Enemy of the World is next.
Yeah, that's right. Enemy of the World.
I've not seen that one. Is that along the same line, though?
No.
Good.
I don't remember. There's a beach. There's things on the beach.
Of the World is the one where Troughton plays two parts.
Troughton talks in a Mexican accent.
And there's no monster. It's all humans.
Because it's the doctor against the evil dictator.
Oh, I'm looking forward to that then.
It is interesting.
But it's not that, it's not got to the point where you go, oh, it's samey. But the only thing that was, I felt samey about it was the fact that it was in snow again. And it just did just feel like almost a continuation of the previous six-parter.
And the one before that, you got the monsters advancing on our little crew.
I like the fact that water comes up in it again. It's always about magic water, Doctor Who, now.
Yes.
Yeah, always.
Where was magic water?
Who's eating?
I'm not eating, I'm turning pages.
Oh, okay.
Sorry. Sorry about that. They've all seemed to have stuck together when I flicked back to find out what the story was previously. Too much.
Yeah, and I found it interesting that both Vicky and Jamie, as we mentioned earlier, were not very much in these episodes other than to be, you know, trapped or unconscious or whatever, which gave the stage to the other actors who were very good. I really liked watching Leader Clint go through his little transformation, you know, wanting to cling to his belief that the computer knows all, but telling the doctor, okay, but, you know, but okay, go ahead, you know.
Yeah, it took a lot for him to do that. And the guy who played him, he really conveyed that he'd gone from self-assured leader of the base to just being completely lost without the leadership of the computer. And meanwhile, you've got Miss Garrett all the way through going, no, it's checked. Everything is checked, you know. Right.
Debbie, you're going to be Cher.
Am I?
Yeah.
Oh, pants.
Yeah, and so are you, Andy.
What's going on?
So are you, Mary.
Yeah, and Miss Garrett goes through, you know, a little transformation.
Yeah, you are. Yeah. We're going Cher and Cher alike, aren't we?
Well, I'm sorry, guys. This is the point at which I have to leave.
Oh, Mary. Well, have a good time.
I predict Mary to
this
win
is Mother's Day in America, and I'm going to a special celebration of mothers whose kids are all gone and are all gone. So we don't have any kids at home, so we're celebrating each other.
Oh, fantastic. Well, I hope it involves a lot of wine.
Yes, there will be a lot of wine.
Good.
Everyone's gone very Cher.
Have a great night, Mary.
Happy
I'll
birthday.
Have to check in to see when we record next.
Happy birthday and happy Mother's Day, and we'll let you know as soon as we know.
Well, I know it's not Mother's Day in England, but I'll wish you a happy Mother's Day anyway.
Thank you very much.
Happy Mother's Day, Mary.
Hey, Adam.
Happy Mother's Day, Mary.
Is everyone else going, Cher?
No.
No, it's just you, Kirby.
No, we actually all went, Cher.
There was a point. Andy said that we all went, Cher, and I didn't hear anybody going, Cher. So, no idea what was going on there.
No, it's just Andy.
Do you believe?
I've got a password for them. It's got some walls, a ceiling, a bed.
Is it comfortable?
Huge bed, actually. It's
like the one at the Premier Inn?
It's two single beds shoved together. Oh. But it's big. It's extremely big. Yeah, it's lovely, actually. Not too big for me, I think. Yeah.
Bath?
I was hoping it was going to have a bath.
Yay.
I haven't actually had a look around it yet. I've just come in, got the iPad out of the suitcase and sat down. So
you could podcast in the bath, couldn't you? In that case, we definitely don't want it on video.
Could do, but that would probably be a little bit silly.
I'm sure there'll be a few comments about my
If you're connected to the internet now, you could start the Facebook video, at least.
Facebook video? No, it's not. Oh, I don't know. I don't know if I should try and connect this. Can you hear me clearly?
Yes.
No.
Oh, okay. No, I'm having trouble hearing you. You're on a bit Cher.
I don't know whether it's worth trying the hotel's own thingy.
When we were up in London for the festival, the Wi-Fi was shocking.
Okay, well, I'm not going to chance it then.
Yeah.
So okay, I'll try and do a Facebook. I better message Deb. I don't know if she's still up to say I'm here. Carry on talking while I message who must be a babe person.
I'm wondering if you were up for the quiz. Whilst he's messaging Deb, I'm going to Alpha Debbie, sorry.
I just hope I can hear the quiz because you guys are all completely Cher.
Yeah, you are. I'm having real problems hearing you, folks.
Oh.
Yeah, the rest of you sound a little bit on the Cher side, but I can still understand what you're saying. Hello?
Perhaps you should restart the Skype.
You want me to restart Skype?
Yeah, try restart.
Yeah?
E-R-I.
I will dial you all up again in a second.
Yeah, and then read our Skype.
And for listeners at home, once again, Skype has let us down. So I am now trying unsuccessfully to get hold of everybody again. I'm going to call Adam first. Here we go. And then I'll add Andy and Kirby and wonder who's going to win the quiz. Hello.
Adam?
I said, I wonder Hello. Who's going to win the quiz. I was talking to myself.
You want me to win the quiz?
No, I said, I wonder who's going to win the quiz.
And so do I.
I was just filling as I was dialing up again. There
right.
we go. Look
I'm
at that.
Going live.
Nice.
Going.
Oh, that sounds better.
Is that better?
That sounds much better.
Better. Yeah.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah. Are we still recording?
Yeah. I'm live. Hello.
Yeah.
I'm live and I'm in Hove and I'm trying to keep quiet because I don't want to upset the neighbours.
Oh, you neighbors? Mean you're now live on Facebook?
Yeah, I'm live on Facebook and I'm in my hotel room. There's hotel. There's the massive bed I was referring to. There's my suitcase.
Have you got a drink?
Not yet. I've only just got here. Put the phone in the wrong place. I've got a bottle of a great big bottle of Coke that Deb packed for me.
That's nice of her.
Yeah. Okay. Carry on.
Right. Shall we do the quiz?
Yeah.
Go on then. Don't.
Yeah, go on. Oh, I thought you were doing it.
No, you just. And now it's time for You Won't Get This
One. Oh, go on in. And now it's time for this week's edition of We Haven't Got the Theme Tune, You Won't Get This One. No, don't do that. No.
Okay.
Hang
right.
on. I'm going to unplug my earphones to see if you can hear me, because I just realised the listeners can't hear you.
Oh.
Right. I don't see you on...
I've got
I don't
him.
See you on the Facebook group.
I've got him. I can see him.
Okay.
Okay. Right.
Does
Kirby,
it really matter?
Who do you think's going to win?
Bear
in mind that I'm playing the Adam character today.
Are we going to play by those?
So it's going to be Adam, Andy, and me.
Yep.
Andy.
Finally.
Okay, Andy.
Adam.
Adam.
And Mary's gone, isn't she?
Yes.
I would have gone for Mary. She hasn't been here. Right, I'm going to go, because I know what Debbie's like with her questions, I'm going to go for Debbie.
I wasn't that bad.
Hang on.
Can I change mine? Can I change mine? Since we haven't started?
Okay.
Am I in the 20 megabyte group, or am I on my own timeline? Because I'm going to have to hang
you're,
up.
Maybe
you're
on your
posting
timeline.
On APV.
Bye!
I can't see you.
No, he's
That's
posting on APV.
All right.
Never mind.
Switch.
No, Kirby, who did you want then?
You.
Oh. Aww.
That was a bit silly, wasn't it?
Have you switched over so you're now on the proper
No, part? I've got to delete that video before I make a complete order. If Dev finds that video on there, I'll be
You'll
happy.
Be in deep doo-doos, yes. We'll just get Adam set up and then we'll start the question.
Right. That was your fault for harassing me.
I wasn't.
I've had a very stressful
60-mile drive. How long did it take?
An hour and a half from Southampton, plus an hour on the
from
ferry
from Southampton, and then okay.
The ferry takes an hour. It's annoying.
Okay.
And cost a fortune too, doesn't it?
Yes. One of the most expensive stretches of water, and I'm sure I've said that before.
Right, this is it then.
Okay,
right.
are we live?
Should be. Have I got the right group this time?
Right, so Kirby's thinks that I'm going to win.
Yes.
Andy thinks Adam's going to win. Adam thinks I'm going to win. So
Yes.
And I'm pretending to be Adam this week, so there you go.
Yes. Can you hear me clearly? Cause
yes,
I'll have to
I can
turn
hear
me
you clearly.
I might turn the iPad the other way up because it's upside down. Right, I'll
okay.
turn the iPad. I've just knocked my phone over.
The first question goes to Kirby. Hang on a minute. Are you all right there?
Yeah, I'm just turning the iPad upside down. the white way upside down.
I was thinking he was having another cramp.
Oh, he's gone all funny. Kirby, you went all funny then.
I don't know.
We can still vaguely, as long as he can hear us, we can still hear
you. Yeah,
I can hear you just fine.
Okay.
You sound like you're on the phone, Kirby.
Okay, question one.
Doesn't matter,
Kirby. Why has the ionizer been allowed to deteriorate to danger level?
There was a power stoppage.
No.
I've done all I can to boost it. That was one of my quotes.
They don't say power. But I'll still give it to you. I'll give it to you.
Well, okay, you're going to force me to
no, it's
to
fine.
Bring up
there
the,
was, there
the episode a... and turn on the... I'm going to have to prove it with subtitles,
okay.
Aren't I?
Okay, it was just the first question, but I got there was a pulse stoppage.
Debbie?
Yes?
What I normally do under these circumstances is just deduct points.
I'll let it go. Andy?
Yellow, yeah.
What dinosaur is moaned about at the glacier face?
Godzilla.
No, don't know that one.
Anyone?
Godzilla. That was a joke.
No. It was a mastodon.
Oh, wow.
That's
mastodon.
Not a dinosaur.
Oh, here we go.
A mastodon is a prehistoric elephant. Nowhere near 65
points.
Million years old.
Debbie, just deduct points.
I will in a minute. Well, I don't know. Is it going to happen every question? Because I've got about 30.
I've had to put up with this thing for 4 years, you know.
Okay, Adam.
Yes.
Well, you'll get this one. What is the doctor standing on when he opens the TARDIS doors?
Jamie's head.
Yes. Ding.
Ding.
Okay, Kirby.
Oh, it was a pulse stoppage. I'm sorry.
Thank you.
Okay, take my points away.
No,
I don't
it's
deserve...
fine. I gave it to you. It's fine. It's done. Okay. Well, take one away then. There you go. One.
Okay.
There you go. Four.
What a
fast. Right, yes. Kirby. How long until an almighty explosion?
I know.
38 seconds, that's right.
No, I'm afraid not. Andy, you said you knew?
2 minutes, 38 seconds.
Well done.
Oh, I left off the 2 minutes.
Would have been even more dramatic. Andy?
Yep.
What does the doctor declare he, Jamie and Victoria to be?
Oh, God. No. Oh, wait, Oh, flipping heck. It's like in Retreat. Oh, God. Oh, Gordon Bennett. It's a throwback to Abominable Snowmen. Come on, think. What's the word? They're in Retreat. They're sort of... Oh, gee. No, I'm not going to get it. I'm going to kick myself as soon as you... Someone's going to say it and they know it.
Anybody know?
I don't know. It's
something like spiritual or something like
that.
Nope, it was Sanctifiers.
God, I've seen it down! I've got it in front of me! Muppet Nutty! I've actually got it. I'm looking at it. The word sanctifiers.
Oh no, I do that every week. Don't worry.
Andy. Oh God, I've got it written down. Oh.
Okay.
Not even. I'm a muppet.
Adam.
Yep.
What does Jamie think the frozen ice warrior is?
Viking.
Yes. Ding. Okay. Kirby.
Hang on a second, guys.
What?
Hang on a second, guys. Hang on.
Okay.
What's he doing? You doing?
Trying to prove me wrong about something. Adam, when they get them wrong, do I get the 2 points?
Yes.
Cool.
We're not having jokers this week, then?
Yes, we are. Sorry, I didn't mention them.
I would have played my joker on both those questions.
Shoot. Too late, sorry. Well, because I forgot to say it, I won't give myself joker points at the end if people
okay.
fail to use them. Kirby, sorry, we are using Master. Jokers, but I won't award.
Yes, I heard.
Points, yeah,
I've got Bluetooth headphones, so I can wander all around
okay.
the house.
Are you
all it's
right?
Just, I'm not necessarily. My wife came home and she asked me to make popcorn, and I.
Popcorn.
You've got to share.
We haven't got any viewers at all. This is really funny. It's funny, I got a viewer when I posted the APV page. Oh, we've got a viewer now. A viewer.
Okay,
it?
I'm ready for my... It's my...
It's your question, yes.
Yes.
How long would the contamination level last?
Uh, 50 years?
I'm afraid not. Anyone else?
100 years?
No, it was 5 decades or
five
more.
5 decades?
Yeah.
Last I checked, 5 decades equals 50 years.
Fuck. I mean, ooh.
Oh, don't
Debbie Melrose, did you drop the F-bomb there?
I did, I dropped the F-bomb. Thanks, Kirby, you win that one.
Alan T. Butcher says, hello, 20 megabytes. Hello, Alan.
I've just dropped an F-bomb, I do apologise.
What? That's not a Anyway, Alan T. Butcher says, hello, 20 megabyters.
Hello, Alan T. Butcher.
Hello.
I'm really rubbish at this, Adam. You should just fire me.
Just get on with it.
Okay, Andy.
Get on with it.
Get on with it. Where are the Ice Warriors from?
The Red Planet.
Well done.
Damn, I should have said Joker. Bugger.
You dropped a B-bomb there.
Better than an F-bomb.
Sorry.
Alan T. Butcher says he's disgusted.
Okay, Adam.
Yeah.
What didn't the Ice Warrior come by?
I know.
Carrier pigeon?
No.
Can I play a joker on this?
Yes, you can, but you only get 2 points.
Okay, what? What's the point?
You said that the other day.
Why do you want to use a joker now for?
I don't want to. No, that could, well, the answer is Shetland Pony.
That's right.
Oh, I see why he only gets 2 points. Sorry.
I
forgot my own rules. Look, there's my key to the room.
I remembered that.
Look. Okay. That's the key to my room, that is. Oh, it fell off. Yeah, go on.
Right, shall we have a score update?
Sure.
Seeing as I'm doing this so well. Okay, in last place is Kirby.
Thank you. 3 points.
In joint second place with 4 apiece is Andy and Adam. And in the lead is me with 8 points.
Well,
I think I did better since I did the... I watched it with twice, including once with infotext. But, oh well. I was 2 minutes off the 38 seconds.
I spot really weird stuff, you know that. Okay, Kirby, this question is for you. What will the sonic gun do to Victoria?
Burst your brain with noise.
Well done. Ding.
Oh, darn. I should have... I keep forgetting about the Joker.
Kirby, I'm not going to have the Joker points because I forgot to say that we had a Joker at the beginning, so don't worry, okay?
Oh, okay.
It's not fair.
Okay, Andy?
Yep.
What are human emotions, according to Clint?
Weakness.
I'm afraid not. Anyone?
Unreliable.
Yeah, that's right, like your signal at the moment, unfortunately.
What, really?
You're going a bit share.
My wife just got home, so she's probably
streaming. Well, there you go. That's not a good time to stream, then.
Adam.
Yes?
Where is Penley's world?
Where's what?
Penley's world.
In the past?
I'm afraid not. Anyone?
No.
No.
It's in his head.
Oh, for God's sake.
What?
Carry on.
Okay, Kirby?
Master?
Who would Clint have to report the full situation to?
To the World Control.
Ding. Okay, Andy?
Mm-hmm.
What notes should Garrett look up?
Joker, notes on the Omega Factor.
Brilliant.
There's no Joker.
Oh, shut up. You should be allowed to have a joker.
Yes, you're allowed to have jokers. But I'm not
going
to use...
You just said...
No, I said I'm not going to have the points because I didn't say about the joker.
It means, yeah, Andy's going to get the points, but Debbie isn't going to get the points if you play your joker and it's wrong.
I don't get the points.
Hi, Ashley. Ashley Hughes is saying hi.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Hi, Ashley.
Okay, Adam?
Yes?
Hi, Ashley. What is the very important thing Clint can do? It's very important.
He can write. Oh, good grief! Oh, he can speak, can't he? He can do speeches and things.
No,
and he can, and he can write. He can also write up reports and things like that.
I'm afraid not.
Yes, it is.
Anybody
no, that's
else?
At the end. That's not here, though, is it? I think he's. Isn't he the only one that's allowed to actually tell the computer what to do?
No, it's a very important thing in episode 3.
Activate direction sensors?
No, I'm afraid not. It's lend the doctor a pencil.
Oh, God, yes.
Mm-hmm. He said it's a very important thing. Okay, Kirby.
Master.
What does Arden use to talk to Leader Clint?
His mouth.
A communications box.
Thank you. Never mind, Kirby. I'll remind you about it next question.
Well, I'll miss the next question, so it won't do any good.
Andy?
Yep.
What does the doctor dial up from the automated chemical dispenser?
Water.
Lovely. Adam?
Mm.
What is the doctor's little concoction?
I know.
Can't remember, actually. No, I can't remember.
Okay, Kirby, you said I know.
Ammonium sulfide.
Lovely.
There you go.
Kirby, this question is for you.
I didn't make any notes, you know.
Don't forget your joker, Kirby, if you want to play it.
Yep.
Well, I probably won't know it, so it doesn't matter. Go ahead.
You're doing pretty well, Kirby.
Nope.
What does Penley use to ease Jamie's pain?
I know.
Yeah, that's right. Joker.
Okay.
A tranquilizer pad.
Very good.
Ashley Hughes says, did I take my passport with me to the mainland?
I hope you changed your money.
You have your jabs as well.
Yeah.
Definitely jabs. Need those.
Right. Andy, this is for you.
Yep, go
ahead. What does Store reckon will save Jamie?
No. No idea.
Anyone?
No, no idea.
Talking to the aliens.
Oh, duh.
Adam.
Yeah.
What do the ice warriors think the ice is? This is in episode 4 that I got this from.
What was that?
I think it's my speakers.
Rock.
They're ticking.
Yeah, it's my speakers. They'll stop in a second.
Rock?
No, I'm afraid not. Anyone?
Styrofoam.
What do you say, Andy?
A trap?
I'm afraid not. It's alive. And I think we will pause for a...
Ooh, I've got a hairdryer in the drawer.
Ooh, lucky. You should.
What's on one of them for? What you...
Exactly.
I mean, I suppose you could dry other parts of hair on your body, couldn't you?
Oh, my days. Honestly. I drop an F-bomb and we start going down that road. I don't know.
Like armpits.
Got a laundry bag.
Ooh, okay. Well, shall we do while we're looking through the contents of your drawers? Shall we?
Excuse me, it's getting worse, isn't it?
Shall we do a quick score update?
Yep.
Sure.
No, share.
Okay, in last place is Adam.
Me.
With 4 points.
Well, there's a surprise.
In third place with 10 points is Andy. In second place with 15 points is Kirby. And in the lead with 19 points is me at the moment. But you are all catching up. So we're got a few more questions. I did write quite a few. But, you know, I thought Mary would be involved as well.
How many more until I can make popcorn for my wife?
This is for Ashley's benefit.
Is he watching? Bless him.
He asked if there was a Bible. So this is a video only. Yeah.
There's usually a Gideon's Bible somewhere.
Yeah, Gideon.
Carry on.
Kirby.
Oh, Meninda. We are joined by royalty. Meninda's joined. Right. We were discussing Lavazzi just a minute ago, weren't we?
Yes, everyone? We were discussing Lavazzi and how wonderful they are.
Have you got a trouser?
Lavazzi is my favourite of our...
Sponsors.
Of our sponsors.
He's probably listening to find out if we're actually worthy
of sponsoring. Now, why, Kirby, would Lavazzi be one of your favourite sponsors?
Yes.
Because I have this very wonderful scarf. When I go to conventions, people keep feeling it. They love it.
Yeah, but the funny thing is... We have another person online listening and watching to this particular episode who also has a Lavazzi scarf.
Alan T. Butcher.
Yes, who has an opportunity to thank Meninda from the bottom of his heart, grovel, grovel, grovel.
Thank him as well.
Oh, you've done your bit. I'm talking about Alan.
Kirby, what Kirby, this question is for you.
Master.
Then you can go and make popcorn. What has Clint got where his heart should be, according to Penley?
Who's got what? Sorry.
That's an easy one. Too bad I already used my. He's got a printed circuit where his heart should be.
Well done. Okay, Andy.
Hmm.
How many seconds before atmospheric pressure will be taken down to zero?
10 seconds.
Lovely.
Yes, I knew that one too.
Adam.
Would have been able to get that one.
Adam.
Yeah, you would.
Yes.
What animal can be heard at the base perimeter?
I think I know.
Come on, you know that one.
Do I know? Base perimeter. Bear?
Oh.
No.
I know.
Who said I knew first? I know too.
Well, it was implied that I knew.
But I said I know.
Okay, you said I know first. Go on then.
Yes, can we get on with it?
Wolves.
Well done.
Oh, blast. Anyway.
Ashley, I thought you'd get it.
Ashley's just asked me if I had food. I had a curry on the ferry. Thank you, Ashley.
Oh, it's nice. Yeah. He's caring for you. That's lovely. He's much more caring than we've been. Kirby.
Master.
Which Shakespeare play does Jamie quote from? Or misquote from, rather.
Misquotes from
the front. Yeah, we've already done that one, haven't we?
Yeah.
Pardon? I said it. You did hear me, didn't you?
No, I didn't hear you.
I said Macbeth.
Thank you.
The Scottish play.
The Scottish play. Okay, Andy.
Mm-hmm.
What can't the computer do, according to Clint?
It can't take a decision with imperfect information.
Correct.
Bloody hell, that's a guess, that would.
No, it's about what I've written down, so it's fine.
Yeah.
Adam, how far has the ice of the glacier advanced? Quoting Mary.
These are all guesses, you know. 100 miles.
I'm afraid not.
You don't have to say afraid not. I've got no idea because I haven't got...
I know.
Boots. Kirby?
100 metres.
Very good.
Got the 100 bit right.
Okay, Kirby, this question's for you.
Master.
What does Walters use on Penley and Jamie?
I don't know.
I'll have a go, even if it's probably going to be wrong. Sort of like a stun gun thing.
I'll take that.
I was wondering what that was.
Yeah, they call it a tranquilizing gun, but they do refer to it as stunning at some points as well. So
okay.
I wrote down both. Okay, Andy.
Mm-hmm.
Nearly there. What frequency does the sonic gun need to be charged to?
Frequency 7.
Very good.
Yes.
Sorry, got lost. Adam.
Yeah.
What part of the base gets demolished?
The computer room.
I'm afraid not.
Is it a museum? A plant museum bit?
Nope. Anyone, Kirby?
Nope.
It's the records wing.
No.
Walters comes in screaming about it. Okay. Kirby.
Master.
What is Varga's one major requirement?
Oh, yeah, that's right. It's the good old mercury isotopes.
Very good. Okay. Oh, yes.
Which everything seems to need back in those days. People didn't seem to have healthy respect towards the poisonous, how poisonous mercury was.
Okay, Andy?
Yep.
What are Clint's qualifications for existence?
Oh, God.
Varga asks him.
That's an easy
one. I'm a leader.
Yes, well done.
Oh, yeah? What about Clint, though?
I thought Master was the leader.
Point for Kirby.
And this is last question.
That's it. Thank you.
Adam?
Excuse me?
Yes?
Last question.
Yes?
At full strength, what can the ionizer do?
Joker.
Okay.
Melt rock.
Very good. Lovely. Okay. Right. The scores
okay,
are...
Okay, Master?
Yes? Master?
I am going to be able to hear you, but I will be stepping away for about 5 minutes.
Okay, you go and make it. Go on.
Yes.
She will Ashley be waiting. Said, it is Mother's Day after all over there.
Ashley Hughes says Kirby should say mistress, not master.
Yes, essentially.
Well, shouldn't it be Missy then?
I'll accept that. Okay, and last place with 9 points was Adam.
What? Oh, yeah, okay, we're still playing, aren't we? We haven't done a bit at the end yet. Carry on.
And what bit at the end?
What?
What bit at the end?
The bit where whoever predicted...
Oh, yeah, no, I have to do this bit first.
Okay, carry on then.
Andy was next with 19 points. Very good. And then Kirby was in second place with 22 points. And I was in first place, I'm afraid, with 5, 10, 15, 22, 27 points.
What a surprise.
But Adam chose me as possibly winning, and he possibly doubled winning up to 18. And Kirby chose me as well. That takes his points up to 44, which means Kirby is the winner.
Who is it? Who's the winner?
Kirby.
He chose you, did he?
Yes.
Yeah.
So, we've got to talk over the ending. But yes, Kirby, who I know is listening as he's making popcorn, you won. Well done.
Yeah, carry on then. Not impressed.
Why not?
No, I'm not with your questioning. With me not having a chance because I didn't have a chance to have notes to hand.
You have an understandable handicap today. You spent the first half of the podcast driving and being told where to go by not just the sat navs but all of us as well getting involved.
Tired. I need to run the bath. Mm-hmm. I need to run the bath and I need to watch Match of the Day.
Okay. Well, should we do a bit of Who News and sponsors?
You can do that bit. I'm going to have a scratch.
Ooh, very nice. I'm sure the viewers are loving that. Okay, Who News?
I've got to kick my shoes off. Carry on, I'll kick my shoes off while you're
doing that. Yes, I'm just scrolling back down Who News because there seems to have been quite a bit since the last time we were on.
Oh, yes.
Okay. Oh, gosh, this is riveting, isn't it?
While you're doing that, Jeff Waddle's piped up.
Mm-hmm.
I remember when I weren't a lad, I had to push a bike in the cold mornings to deliver the papers. All we had was Hovis, the ends of the loaf. Is that near Hove?
Okay.
That was quite good.
That was brilliant.
I haven't got a squeaky chair. This is very frustrating.
You stop moving.
Need a squeaky chair.
Magic, stop flapping your ears.
You can do magic flapping his ears.
Hello, Clark.
I'm
just doing what Kirby would have said about then as well. Hello, Clark.
Oh, no, Alan T. Butcher says Portslade is near Hove.
Mm-hmm. Oh, getting involved on where Hove is. That's just a private
conversation between him and Jeff.
Adam, what date did we last record?
Eh?
What date did we last record?
2 weeks ago.
Right, okay. So we've done all the lovely new companion reports and predictings. Mm-hmm. We've got Doctor Who Adventures issue 14. Out. I'm just scrolling up and down, so anybody stop me. Heaven Sent, nominated for a Hugo Award.
Oh, I've forgotten the BAFTAs. I've missed the BAFTAs thanks to you lot.
Oh, sorry.
I was going to catch them when I got here, and I've missed them all now.
Watch them on the iPlayer.
Yeah.
I can't. This is a hotel room.
The episode shown last year.
We can watch when you go home. You can watch them on the iPlayer.
Oh, no. Who's won by then? Or lost?
Well, I'm hoping that he gets this Hugo Award because that was a pretty good episode. That was like a tour de force, that episode, single-handed from Peter Capaldi. It says, the episode shown last year, written by Stephen Moffat and directed by Rachel Talalay, starred Peter Capaldi in a highly acclaimed, almost single-handed performance. Doctor Who is competing against Universal's Grimm, Marvel's Television's Jessica Jones. That's good. And it's up against DHX Media's My Little Pony, That's severe competition. And is it Kripke Enterprises Supernatural to win the prestigious award for Best Dramatic Presentation Short Form? Six Doctor Who episodes have previously won a Hugo Award, including The Doctor's Wife, The Pandorica Opens the Big Bang, and The Waters of Mars. Last year, the episode Listen was nominated, but lost out in the final vote.
It didn't win, yes.
Yeah. But the winners the of
reason
the...
I, the re- Master?
Yeah.
The reason I say Master instead of Mistress is I can't do the voice. I can't do Canine's voice when I say Mistress.
Mistress.
Right.
Mistress.
I can't do it.
Never mind. So. I don't take offence anyway. The winners of the 2016 Hugo will be announced on Saturday, August the 20th at the Mid-American Con, the second huge Hugo Award ceremony held in Kansas City, Missouri. This is very small print. Okay, Doctor Who Magazine 499. Yeah,
the Hugo Awards for the second year in a row have a bit of a controversy, even though there is no controversy with this particular award. There's a group of people that keep trying to hijack the awards for the literary parts because they don't like the way that science fiction is no longer space opera and male-centered.
Oh, well, that's yeah.
So they attempted to hijack it last year, and they've attempted this year. It's just a big mess. But with the movies and the and stuff, those aren't part of the whole thing. Go out to a website called File 770,
okay,
and you can read all about it.
I will do. Okay. Exhibition of Target artwork opens. An exhibition showcasing original cover artwork from the Target range of Doctor Who novels has opened in London. The Cartoon Museum in Bloomsbury. Any plans to go, Adam?
I was hoping to go, but then I got tired. We had workmen around on Friday. Do you know? Did it tell you when it, how long it's open, Phil?
Yeah, it runs until next Sunday.
Next with, Sunday.
Yeah.
Oh, good. I can go Friday then. I can take Zach and go this, Friday.
Hello. Where's this?
Bloomsbury.
Where's that?
London.
Oh, no.
Now, did anyone notice the Doctor Who the fan show, the official YouTube fan presentation? They visited that exhibition a couple of days ago, and they were showing all these Target covers. And I still have some Target novels in a box somewhere because I recognize a lot of them that I don't have on my shelf right now. But there was one I did have, and I took a picture of it with the video running in the background. But tucked in between the pages of this particular Target novelization was the wrapper to a bag of Jelly Babies I bought in the early 80s.
What a big build up there, listeners. The fucking Jelly Babies.
Hey, to me, Jelly Babies were special enough that I saved it.
Yes, I know.
From the early 80s. Okay?
Yeah.
Cool. Okay, we've lost Barry Howard.
Have we?
The actor Barry Howard.
Oh, sorry, I thought you said it was somebody who was watching the live feed.
That'd be a bit of a feat. He played Oliver Barnes, a member of the Silver Cloak Gang in the 2010 story The End of Time. I really quite enjoyed End of Time. It's one of the first ones that I bought when I got this computer. Because I just think Tennant and... oh, for God's sake. If I'm going to talk about someone, I should really remember the actor's name. But the Master.
John Sim.
Yeah, John Sim was brilliant in it. They were absolutely brilliant when it was just two of them interacting with each other. Fantastic. Sorry, keeping you up, Adam. Sorry. BBC Audio, current competitions, audiobooks. Go to DoctorWhoNews.net and have a look there. See if you can't win to yourself something. You've got questions to answer. Shakespeare Live in US movie theatres. That's just basically telling you that David Tennant and Catherine Tate was to be screened in the US movie theatres later this month. Did you see any of that, Andy?
I did, yeah. So I saw quite a bit of it. I thoroughly enjoyed it. It seems to have been slated in the reviews, but I actually quite enjoyed it because they had a real mixture of things, of different things and different people. And even had Prince Charles on it.
Yeah, Prince Charles doing To Be or Not To Be. That was...
I quite enjoyed it. Yeah. I actually saw the Hamlet with Tennant in. I've got the DVD of it as well.
Yes, I've got that. I've got that. And I've also got, I went to see Hamlet with Benedict Cumberbatch in it in the cinema. And I just think anyone who sees Tennant in as Hamlet would be blown away if they just science fiction actor. It's like, no, he's...
You know. No, he's a good actor. No, I thoroughly enjoyed him in Hamlet with him and Patrick Stewart.
Yes.
In Stratford. God, that's a long time ago, that is.
Captain Picard and the Doctor.
Yeah.
Yeah, can't go wrong. 10th Doctor, new Titan release, a new comic featuring the 10th Doctor. And that was the 2nd of May. That was due to come out by the looks of it. No, on sale Wednesday, 4th of May. Sorry, there we go. And just scrolling up, and my iPad is obviously acting up because he doesn't like me doing anything. The latest literary adventure for the Doctor from BBC Books is obvious. In the Blood. Pardon?
How's that obvious? You said it's obviously acting up because it doesn't like you doing anything.
No, it doesn't, because this is how I would have recorded me live on Facebook.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, would be using this, and it really doesn't like anything at the moment. Big news, Big Finish license renewed until 2025.
Yay.
And I'm really getting into those now, and I love listening to Mary and Matthew and Robert. And
what, you're actually listening to them?
Yes, of course I do.
Right now?
No, not right now.
People can't be bothered to appear on this.
And
stuff.
I've also downloaded Kirby's guest spot, Hand of Fear. I'm looking forward to listening to you talk about that as well. When you
hang on, I'm just running the bath. Carry on.
Oh, lovely. Lethbridge Stewart, Candy Jar Books has announced a new digital-only short story, The Lock-In, which is free to all those ordering the regular books in the 2016 range of the Lethbridge Stewart novels. I haven't got any of those yet. I do like to collect the books. I don't so much collect DVDs. I sort of collect the books. Every episode we've covered, I've tried to get the target book for. Because I do like reading. And now my page has gone completely blank, so maybe it's time to mention our sponsors. Do any of you know who they are?
Whoon.co.uk.
Well done, Andy.
Is it whoon.co.uk?
Yes, it's whoon.co.uk.
Well done, yeah. Andy. Well done.
Hang on.
Kirby, you've posted something on this video feed about the Hugo controversy.
Yes,
he mentioned a link to go and see, look at a webpage.
He mentioned links, isn't he, one of the Centaurans?
Ha, ha, ha.
Oh, I'm just checking the bath.
Okay.
What's wrong with posting that on there?
Nothing.
I'm not watching the video. The video's not playing. I can still post.
Whoon.co.uk.
Audible.com.uk.
Yep, they've got some new bits and bobs out, latest products. They've got quite a few books up on the up on their page, which is fantastic. And obviously the new Doctor Who magazine, episode 400, issue 499, I should say. Genesis of the Daleks.
Oh, lovely dancing, Adam.
There.
Right, I'm going to show you, give you a tour while you're doing the news. Right.
Oh, okay.
Right, here's the telly.
We've got quite a lot of books they put up onto the Who One page, which is great because I'll be buying a few of those.
There's the coffee facility. There's the phone. Don't know if I can use.
It must be a bit contradictory having him doing the tour while I'm doing this.
Where's the hairdryer?
There's me. There's the bed. Look at the size of that thing.
That's what she said.
Look at the size of that thing, Doctor. There's a picture.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
There's a cupboard here. I don't know what's in it.
Well, hopefully find out.
All my bath is overflowing.
It's a wardrobe.
There's my bath. There's my bath there.
Oh, okay.
There's the mirror of the bathroom.
That's mirror in the bathroom, please talk free. The door is locked.
That's you, not me.
Hello. Where's the hairdryer?
No, the hairdryer's in the drawer.
Well, apparently your birthday present is still coming soon, so hopefully it will arrive before Thursday.
The Bible, not,
I'll have obviously to... got it from Amazon, then?
No, I got it from Whoon.
Did you?
Mm-hmm.
Carry on.
Okay, and we move over to our other wonderful sponsors.
This is
we
the
have
bit,
got...
listeners and viewers, where Debbie will, this time, after all these many occasions which she's had to go, get this bit right. Here we go.
What?
You're going to do the Audible bit, aren't you?
No, I was going to do lavazi.co.uk because
I thought we'd already done that.
No, we haven't. You were busy off telling everybody about your bathroom and everybody got interested.
No, it wasn't. Melinda was watching.
No, but everybody was watching. He was listening to you. We could hear you over all of us telling us about how wonderful your room is. So I let you carry on.
I'll just go and put my Bible away while you tell me.
Of course, Lavazi, we've got some, few things on sale. Unfortunately, the 7th Doctor ? Umbrella is still out of stock, but hopefully that will come back in soon. You've got the 7th Doctor jumper, and that's got 15 reviews, and I bet most of them are from Adam because he loves that very much. And there's no reviews on the scarf that I'm hopefully going to get for myself eventually. The Pandorica opens, which is very cute. And, Kirby, I see scarf that you and Alan T. Butcher might be quite familiar with.
Oh, yes.
And there's some lovely scarves, and I love mine that I got for my birthday and Christmas, my red and blue reversible TARDIS scarf, which is absolutely fantastic. And I'm very miffed that I've had to put it away for the season, so it's still draped over the door, even though it's now sunny. And right, now let's see if I can get this one right. audible.co.uk/20MB. Adam?
I'll interrupt you if you get it wrong.
Did I get that bit wrong?
No, because I didn't interrupt you. You asked me.
Mm-hmm. audible.co.uk/20MB. That's 20MB. We'll get you to Audible. And they still have their offer on. Of if you join Audible today and you can enjoy your first listen free, which gives you 30 days free. And then you pay about £8 a month. You'll get one credit each month, which you can use on any of the 200,000 plus titles. But if you go via us, you get how much discount?
Discount?
Is it a discount? Or do they,
no, we,
do they
we get a kickback, don't we?
We're supposed to get some sort of commission.
Ah, okay. So if you do the /20MB, then you'll be helping us...
allegedly
be able to expand to maybe I don't know, better broadband in this house.
another recording device.
Yes, I had to put more batteries in that one before we started.
Oh, and you put batteries in that they want to hand it over to Tom?
What? No, I know they'd already died.
Oh,
already died.
Sorry.
Okay. Anybody anything else to add?
No.
My feet, Melly.
Pardon? Your feet are smelly. Oh, dear.
Yeah, I've been in my shoes since 6 o'clock this morning. I've only just managed to get my shoes off. Oh. How many hours later is that? 16 hours later.
Ew.
Oh, well. I need to get a bath.
Yeah, I've normally had a bath by now.
So when are we going to decide what's happening next week, then?
Towards the end of next... When I'm actually in the Thorness Park, which is... Well, we go there on Friday, so... Maybe on the Saturday. Is that too late? I don't know. It's difficult to say. I don't want to upset She Must Be Obeyed, who's a sort of whose holiday thing this is her idea. So, apparently for my birthday.
Yet
my in-laws are coming.
How many episodes? Yeah, for your birthday. Yeah.
And their dog.
They're lovely.
They are lovely.
Mm-hmm. How many episodes is the next story?
It's six,
isn't it? It's six again.
Mm. It tends to be six this season.
Mm.
Yes. Series.
Season.
Let's call the whole thing. potato. Mm.
Oh, dear.
Well, I'm sorry it hasn't been the usual slick ride, Adam.
I think it's been fine, Debbie. Don't put yourself down.
It's been fine. I won. That's good.
And very good at winning in podcasts.
I didn't expect to win.
He's going on about that now. Can I have my bath now?
Yes, of course you can. I just want to thank everybody who's been listening in on the last half. Well done. We finally got there and obviously got a nice tour, which I didn't get to see, of Adam's hotel room.
Well, the video's going to be on the 20 megabyte page, so you can see it that way.
Fair enough. No, I will.
Except for the one you accidentally put on the
wrong page. thank you, Sophie Tate, if you wonder if she ever, probably unlikely she's going to watch this show, but Sophie Tate was the one viewer.
Oh, she's probably wondering what the hell was going on.
I'm going to wear my Monty Python. Make sure that was a Monty Python podcast. I'm wearing my Monty Python t-shirt.
Okie doke. Well, I think we'll wrap that up and let Adam go and get in his bath and Andy try and get some sleep.
Bye.
Kirby go and enjoy the popcorn. And
I don't want any. I simply made it for her.
Oh, you don't get any?
I can make myself some, but no.
It still goes on.
You don't want it. Okay. How about a Marmite sandwich?
I'm out of Marmite.
Oh, I'll have to get some over to you.
No, I could buy some. I could buy some in Marietta. It's not far.
Okay. I was going to say, can we send you a British Care package?
In fact, I think that the grocery store closest to me has Marmite. It's extremely expensive. It's the little tiny glass jars, but I think they have it.
I'd like to send you one of the big ones, but I don't know if it'll be able to transit safely.
can I get a bath now?
Yeah.
Sorry. Okay.
Night, everybody. Goodbye,
fancy pants.
Bye, y'all.
Bye.
Hang on, what I'm supposed to say, but until then, see you again next week. Goodbye.
Bye.
Goodbye,
fancy pants. Enjoy your bath, Andy. Adam, sorry. See you later, everybody.
Is an avvservices.co.uk production and is a proud member of the Doctor Who Podcast Alliance. The 20 Megabyte Doctor Who Podcast is sponsored by whoone.co.uk, lavazi.co.uk and audible.com. Doctor Who is a trademark of the BBC. No copyright infringement intended.